This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the first verse of our series on Quranic reflections. And this first verse is found in Surah Al-Fatiha, the very first chapter of the Quran. But in our mushafs, our copies of the Quran, we have as the first verse of every surah the Basmala, except for Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th. However, the fact of the matter is, though we're used to seeing it this way, the Basmala is not actually the first verse of Surah Al-Fatiha. And the greater scholars held that the Basmala was really there for barakah, for blessing, based on the fact that the Prophet ﷺ used to begin so many things in his daily life with the Basmala. So many du'as that we have learned begin with Bismillah or Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, etc. So this Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, altogether in Arabic, they call it the Basmala. And it is a dedication of whatever we're doing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflection point number one is that we should dedicate everything to Allah. From the Basmala, saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we should dedicate everything to Allah. As Allah said, قُلْ, say, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, indeed, my prayers, وَنُسُكِي, and my sacrifices, وَمَحْيَايَ, my living, وَمَمَاتِي, and my death, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, are all for Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Point number two is that the Prophet ﷺ had said, there is no wudu for one who doesn't begin it with the Basmala. Most of us don't know it. Most of us never heard that. It's authentically reported that the Prophet ﷺ had said that. As there is no salah without wudu, there is no wudu without the Basmala. But of course, scholars have explained this to mean not that you get zero, your wudu is negated, cancelled, etc. No, but that your wudu is not complete. The full blessing from the wudu has been reduced. So we should remember to say the Basmala before our wudu, every time. Reflecting on the meaning, obviously, of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Point number three is this using of the Basmala before getting into areas where we have doubts. We are not sure of where we're headed. So using the Basmala will help to make our heads straight. It's clear before us. If we can't say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before clicking the browser, getting in, then we know we shouldn't be Don't open the computer until you can say Bismillah and go ahead and go where you're going. So this is a means of protecting yourself, keeping away evil from yourself. Because as a Muslim, I'm sure you would be very shy to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and eat pork. Or say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before drinking a glass of alcohol. Because we have Muslims doing that. But even those Muslims who do those things, they will never say Bismillah and go and do it. So it has a power. For those of us who know, it has a power. So we can use it to our benefit. We only say Bismillah before what is good. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.